From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President-elect Donald Trump has been meeting with his White House transition team as they try to quickly fill a roster of cabinet and other top administration positions. Kellyanne Conway was an advisor to the Trump campaign for president and is now part of the transition team, headed by Trump's vice presidential running mate Mike Pence. Reporters asked Conway about the many people demonstrating against the Trump election.
He has spoken clearly for a year and a half about his positions on all of this. Obviously, those issues and his positions got him elected, as well as his understanding what the cultural zeitgeist is. My message to them through Mr. Trump is what he said the other night on the stage when he declared victory, which is, I'll be the president of all people, even those who disagree with me.
Anti-Trump protests continued into Sunday in Los Angeles, New York, Las Vegas, and other cities. Bess Friedman was one of the demonstrators on the streets of Los Angeles.
We're worried about our rights. We're worried about the Supreme Court, climate change, so many different issues on the table. And we feel that so many things have been validated in this election that we're scared and concerned. And we all have children, and we want to have a safe future for them.
And the British and French foreign ministers will not participate in special talks with their European Union counterparts to discuss how to deal with the U.S. president-elect, who some European leaders have said does not understand the relationship between the U.S. and the European Union. In a telephone call to her campaign donors, Hillary Clinton has blamed FBI Director James Comey for her defeat in the U.S. presidential election, saying his reopening of a probe into her use of a private email server broke the momentum of her campaign. Nearly every national opinion poll showed that the Democrat was leading the Republican challenger Donald Trump. This is